Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, as the country reels from the siege on the Capitol, some information has been coming out over the weekend, including an exclusive in the Washington Post this morning. Outgoing Capitol Police Chief says House Senate security officials hamstrung efforts to call in the National Guard. 2 days before Congress was set to formalize President-elect Joe Biden's victory, Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund was growing increasingly worried about the size of the pro-Trump crowds expected to stream into Washington to protest. To be on the safe side, Sun asked House and Senate security officials for permission to request that the D.C. National Guard be placed on standby in case he needed quick backup. But Sun said Sunday they turned him down. The House Sergeant at Arms, Paul Irving, saying he wasn't comfortable with the optics of formally declaring an emergency ahead of the demonstration. Senate Sergeant at Arms Michael Stenger had suggested that Sun should informally seek out his guard contacts, asking them to lean forward and be on alert in case Capitol Police need their help. Number of other articles over the weekend from Capitol policemen themselves talking about how they were overwhelmed and why they were upset that more help didn't come from the top.
David, we are learning more and more and more about who these people were. Some of the most extraordinary sights that we have seen is one guy walking with a gigantic Confederate flag through the Capitol. We see heinous anti-Semitic t-shirts advertising Auschwitz and saying they didn't kill enough and things of that kind. These are the worst of the worst of the worst of people. Now, there are probably some people who were in there not knowing what they were doing, but they did break into the United States Capitol, the symbol of our democracy. And from all over the world, people are making fun of the United States. We're seeing pictures from China and Russia and saying, if this is democracy, who needs it? So what happened here is that a clearly Trump-inspired huge mob, remember that almost half the country voted for this guy, got in line and pushed their way in. Now we see that two police officers are dead as a result of this, which means an awful lot of people are going to be looking at the potential for helping murder two very good police people at the Capitol. In the meantime, a lot of heads are going to roll. I mean, when the sergeants at arms are gone, and we will see more and more of this. It's fascinating to watch what we are finding out about who was there and what their motivations were. When you look at the way in which the country breaks down in terms of those who are opposed to Trump and those who are for him, you see an awful lot of people who come out of what I always call the Civil War. What you say? What do you mean the Civil War? Well, the Civil War, you know, was over, and then we got an awful lot of people who are doing despicable things, who are still race baiting and all the rest. Those were the people, their descendants, sitting in that Capitol. And it is something that will forever be the shame of this country, that this kind of thing could happen here.
And Alan, it's not over. I mean, from the articles I've been reading,
nope.
Security officials, intelligence officials are very worried about the inauguration. And certainly this could continue to hinder the Biden administration as he takes over.
Well, one of the things that's happening is that we are seeing this call for impeachment, and we are pretty sure that Nancy Pelosi and others will have their way and that he will be impeached. But what we want to make sure of is that by going into the impeachment, it would be forever. And Biden has a lot of work to do. He has the COVID that he is clearly dedicated to fighting in a way that this hopeless president never did as people died. And he has so much in terms of helping people, putting food on their tables and everything else, that it is doubtful he's going to want to have the precedence of the impeachment taking place. So it's clear that they'll impeach him all right, which just means one more time to bring charges, not to convict. That happens in the Senate. That'll happen, but they'll hold off until the Biden program, the 100 days that Biden is calling for, is well, at least well underway. So you can look for impeachment probably today, and then they'll put it on the back shelf and let it sit there. In the meantime, if the Trump people had any hopes of upsetting things today, or tomorrow, or on the 20th, let me just say that they're going to have to think twice, because people are being arrested, and they should be, because they are cowards and thugs. That's who was there.
You referenced it when you mentioned Joe Biden and his focus on the coronavirus. The U.S. has now reported more than 100,000 coronavirus hospitalizations, 40 days in a row. We know the variant is out there spreading rapidly. And we're reading now that a quarter of the people surveyed say they won't take the vaccine.
Well, David, it is beyond my ability to understand that. I can't wait to get that vaccine. But finding the way to get it is a whole other thing. And there are an awful lot of people out there who are going to need a lot of help very quickly. We're all scared. To me, there is no question that at the top of the list are all those people who have helped people in hospitals, the nurses, the doctors. They come first. They come before me. They come before everybody because they are what is keeping this population alive. And if we can mitigate the risk that they are facing, we certainly should do that.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Whatever you do, listeners, don't leave us. We're right here and we'll always be as long as you are.
That's right, David. And I want to thank all those people who are putting checks in the mail, and we're seeing them, and sending them to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206, or, of course, WAMC.org. Let me just say, many of the people have brought me to tears with the kinds of thank yous that this station is getting for what it has done. And let me say also, it's amazing how many people are listening now. We know that.